Scaffolding has surrounded the Indiana War Memorial since late last summer. The work is part of a $2.2 million project to fix a leaky roof. The project is expected to be completed this summer, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with engineer Logan Cook about the repairs to the historic landmark.
Logan, you are an engineer of this special project. What exactly is being done?
The repair project that we are currently on is ongoing is to address water leakage through the exterior envelope of the building. It's an interesting note that water leakage in the building has been recorded back to the 1940s, shortly after it was officially completed. And there has been multiple repair campaigns over the years to try to address the water leakage issues. The issue with the water leakage is that, of course, it is damaging many of the historic plaster motifs and decorations within the shrine room, and can cause a lot of expensive damage to those interior finishes. So we were retained back in 2016 to investigate the source of the water leakage and the causes of that water leakage. And we used our difficult rope access team to investigate those causes. And what we found was that the top of the monument, what we call the ziggurat or the stair steps of the monument, are covered with a lead sheet metal. And that lead sheet metal, over time, through thermal expansion and contraction, actually fractured in a number of areas, just causing bulk water leakage through the stairs. During that investigation, we also noted that there was a lot of limestone distress that we recommended be repaired as part of this project as well. And so in 2017, we designed the repairs for the project. And then in 2018 is when the construction started.
How challenging of a project has this been?
From an access point of view, it is one of the most challenging projects I've worked on. We used our difficult access team to do the investigation. Our difficult access team has worked on a lot of unique projects that are probably even more challenging, including the St. Louis Arch and the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. So we were up for the challenge. From the construction side of things, it is also a challenge because you got to think about, we are replacing limestone units that are thousands of pounds in some cases. And the logistics of getting those limestone units from ground up to where you need to replace them and then moving them into place within fractions of an inch can prove very difficult if you don't plan it correctly.
The team working on this project have been called the Daredevil Crew. Does that mean that it's dangerous?
We really don't do anything that is unsafe, and arguably there's a lot of other things that could be more risky than on our rope access team. But we've done a lot of difficult access work throughout the nation, and again, we do not do anything that is dangerous, and we use it as a tool to perform our work.
It's a big building, though.
Yes, it is.
We don't want to be afraid of heights.
That's correct. That's correct. Rope access is not for the faint of heart.
That's Logan Cooke, the engineer in charge of the project, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.